Brilliant. Okay. Good morning. Masechet Horayot Daf Dalad. We start off at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Bet. So we finished off yesterday with the Mishnah. We saw the Mishnah. This new Mishnah which spoke about Machloket over here between Alach Vasar Pira. So the guy, Beitin, made a decision and they went, then Beitin changed their minds. Right, and then it doesn't make a difference. They brought a kapara, not brought a kapara. We said this guy who went and nonetheless did what Beitin said was muta, even though Beitin already changed their minds. There was a couple of way machloket. Rabbi Shimon said he's patur. Rabbi said it's a safek. Right, then Rabbi Akiva said that he agrees that it's closer to the case of patur. And then Ben Azar said, what's the difference between sitting at home and not sitting at home? Rabbi Akiva said, sitting at home, he should have learned and found out what was going on. He didn't, and therefore it's kosher duchayv. Now, if we go down the second line from the bottom of the Amud, Tani, there's a brighter on that same Mishnah, right? Same machloket. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, in this case, we see Rabbi Meir says he's chayev, right? Rabbi Meir straightforward says he's chayev. Why? Because, like Rashi said, Tolem Atzmo, he decided for himself, therefore he's going to bring a korban. Rabbi Shimon says he's patraming a korban. Okay, and she's patur. Why? Because the Torah of Beitin says Rashi. He relied on Beitin. And Rabbi Eliezer over here says that it is a safek. The same Rabbi Eliezer so far as we seeing in the Mishnah. So basically, you could understand that Rabbi Meir is the one that seems to be like our Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon says he's patur. Rabbi Eliezer says safek. There's a new addition here to the Mishnah in the Brighter, and the Brighter says Mishum Sumchus. Right? Sumchus says that he's talui. Right, then this is Tali. Who's just arrived?
Michael.
Hello, Michael. How are you feeling? Okay. Tali. Okay, so it says that he's Talu. All right. Talu, basically, we'll see now what Talu means, that it's like an Hashem Talui. You know, he's not sure now. Did he sin or didn't he sin? But if you look at Rashi very quickly, before we go to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Talui Ikevenayu. So Rabbi Yochanan says the machlok between all these guys is whether he brings an Hashem Talui or not. So now when Sumchus said Talui, we would have thought that Sumchus meaning Talui means that he brings a Korban Talui. But look at the Rashi there, Ike Beinayu, quickly. He says, Ben Rabbi Nazar and Sumchus, between the two of them, right, there's a machloket. What's a machloket? About whether he brings an Hashem Talui or not. Rabbi Lezer says, Safek, right? So Safek means we're not sure if he sinned or not. He will say he brings a Korban, Hashem Talui, until he finds out or not. Where Sumchus says it's Talui, where's Michael sitting?
Here.
Is there no way that I can see him? Is it going to complicate life?
I'll take you for a walk.
Okay. I'm carrying on and need to stop talking. Right, Sumchus says Talui, says he doesn't bring a korban. Now just look if you look quickly in that Rashi there, the last line, let's not read the whole of Sumchus, but the last line of Sumchus before the Dibra Matchil Adam, he says, Hilchach Eino Mevi Asham Talui. Okay, because there's no real consideration that he relied on himself. Sumchus says, because at the end of the day, Api Horahu was there. He did it in Beitin. Right? So there isn't really enough of a tzad maase of you to prove that he should be chayv. Okay, I'll skip through that over here. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, okay, but Rabbi Zaira says as follows. Mashal the Rabbi Eliezer, the Mad of Ardume. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer would have said, Safek. We're not sure if he brings it or doesn't bring it. So what's the Mashal, the allegory? He says, Yala Adam Shachal Safek Chelev Safek Shuman. A guy, he ate something which might have been a Shuman, might have been Chelev, he's not sure. Not Beitin, not involved at the moment, right? Venodalo. And now it's known to him that the charge of that might have been Chelev. He's not sure. A guy like this may be Hashem. Right, he brings an Hashem Talui, right? He brings an Hashem Talui. That was what was going on here. There's a Safek. So Rabbi Eliezer says, the Safek, why is it a Safek? Maybe he listened to Beitin, maybe he didn't listen to Beitin. Now the Gemara takes this in two different angles. We saw Machloket previously on Gemara, of who's the one who brings a Beitin. Machloket, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer, wasn't it? Who said, there's Machloket, who brings the korban? Is it the Beitin who bring the korban, or the individual who bring the korban? Right. So the Lomi Bai in the mind, we're not discussing this according to Rabbi Eliezer Safek here, according to the machloket of the side, that it is Beitin who brings, and that's the Tzibur who brings the Korban. Why? Because if it's Tzibur who brings the Korban, the Mefarsim Milta. Then everyone knows that the Korban was brought, that Beitin had made an Isur, and had changed their minds. This guy now should have known that Beitin had changed their minds and not gone along and done it. El Afilu Lamand Amar Beitin Mevin. But even according to the side that says Beitin Mevin. Now there's a greater side here to say the guy shouldn't have known, because Beitin brings the Korban. How does he know? He's sitting at home. So maybe he Taka never knew, right? Even according to that mind, Amar, right? The law of right, he have a shayil, his chayev, why can't Rabbi Eliezer? Because had he bothered asking, havu amrinle, he would have been told. In other words, we see again, you got to make an effort. You got to make an effort. It's not an excuse that you don't know anything, right? So that was why Rabbi Eliezer says safek. And Rabbi Yossi bar Avin vita Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, he's got a mashal de sumchus. I'll give you a mashal. What sumchus is like? Because sumchus says what? Michael, can I ask you to come a little bit more in? So there we are. Thank you. Right? So it says sumchus, right? What sumchus? Because sumchus wants to say that he's pactu for, doesn't make a korban at all because it's talui. Right? The bottom of what's the similitude? Adam shevi kaparato ben hashmashon. A guy had to bring a korban, a regular korban chatat, now, and he brought a ben hashmashon. Ben hashmashon, he's meant to bring it during the day. Right? And he brought it ben hashmashon. Ben hashmashon is a safek night and day. We're not sure what night and day is. So he says, now safek people on Yom Kippur, did he bring it on the in the right time? Right? And Agrash says, Vi kapara alia, and it's a perfect kapara. And what's all safek is that is Mishikhashaika Nikhapelo. He brought the korban, it might already be because Barash Mashot is we're not sure if it's day or not. So on the one hand, he might have brought it Barash Mashot might be daytime, in which case it's a perfectly good korban. On the Barash Mashot might be nighttime, in which case not a good korban. Right, what's the aloha? She'ein mevin mevi asham talu. Guys, bring a korban. Why does he bring a korban now? He should bring a korban asham talu. Why? Because maybe he brought it during the day, maybe not. So bring a korban asham talu. What's the asham talu? Asham talu is when you know whether you did it or you didn't do it. Your korban in the meantime is helping you. Now you say, we don't bring a korban asham talu. Why not? And again, the Gemara says, we're not discussing according to the side that says that Beitin brings it, and he never knew. El afilu el mind amar tzibur mevin, even according to the side of the machloket that the tzibur brings it, the mefarsim milta, and it was well known. So there's definitely a bigger suffix that maybe he acted on his own volition, and therefore should be chayv a korban. He still doesn't bring that. Why? V'avu amrinan lei, and they would have told me what it was about. Tahacha b'safek mi ba'od yom safek mishechashecha. Because what's our safek over here in our example? Our safek is ben hashmashot. Look what the Gemara says. Now when it comes to ben hashmashot, you are bringing an asham talui, says the Gemara, when there's a safek that there's a chance you'll find out the answer to it. But ben hashmashot, look what the Gemara says, but with regards to ben hashmashot, ishail, even if he asks, lo ashkach inish de mishale. There's no one to ask. Why? Look at Rashi. I skipped all the way down to the bottom in the middle of the Amud there, Rashi. Lo mishkach inish de mishale. There's no one to ask. Why? Velo salikavei. He wouldn't even bother asking. Lame viyu tzibur par. Why did the tzibur bring a par? You know, what this Dugma is of Sumchus is that we only expect the guy to do what's reasonable. When it's ben hashmashot, the example. So you're never going to find anybody. Why? He brings it because he says the heart sad patu shach. Hold on. I feel the man I'm to be in. I could have made my face. I told him to hire a kid after the bed in. Who was more? Amar to the bed in wood. He asa al pianasa. I thought Rashi said it, but Rashi doesn't say. But the idea over here is that when it comes to bein hashmashot, no one knows. No one can ever tell you. That's the problem with bein hashmashot. We simply don't know. Ben Hashmashot is like such a fine line in time that we don't know if it's night or day. So there isn't anybody who can prove to you. So therefore you're not going to waste your time asking anybody. The same thing over here. He's saying that the guy wasn't reasonable. I beg to bring korban. The guy's going to running around checking all day long. Why beg to bring korban? It's not even going to enter his mind to think that he should be asking. And therefore he is patur completely, says Sumchus. Okay, let's move on lastly. Who just arrived? Oh, it's Ellen. Okay, morning. Wait, Aria? Now, yeah. Okay, yeah. If Ellen sits right next to Ira, a little bit to the left, Aria, a little bit to the left. Are you ready? There, yeah, perfect. Okay, excellent, thank you. All right, Michael can move in a little bit. That's it, perfect. Well, thank you. Apologize, I'm driving you all crazy here this morning. Okay, but it's perfect. Okay, so now, we carry Mishnah. One of the things was that we already said, baiting, our Mishnah we saw yesterday, that he baiting makes a decision to la kola guf. We said it's nothing, why? Because it's davar we learned, right? It has to be a part of the mitzvah, not the whole mitzvah. So now, talk about the writer. V'ne'elam davar v'lo shi'ikar mitzvah kula. Okay, so the writer says like this. When we said v'ne'elam davar v'lo shi'ikar mitzvah kula, that he only uprooted a bit of it, the baiting, they decided that part of the mitzvah of Yisrael was mutar. But give us examples. She says, Amru, ain't nila b'torah, ain't shabbat b'torah, ain't avod avod kol chalim b'torah.
Yeah,
Aaron,
I don't know where you are.
You skipped
Ben Azai.
Amar
Ben Azai.
Amar Ben Azai. Oh, wow. I thought I was doing so well, yeah, with the time. Okay. All right. Ari, you're following too closely. All right. Amar lo Ben Azai, mashna mina Yosef. So, Ben Azai questioned Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, right? So, he says, Shapir kamale Rabbi Akiva to Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva answered Ben Azai nicely, right, when he said that the difference is that when he's in his house, he can make an effort to know what's going on. When he's on the journey, he won't. That was the Mishnah. So Amar Rava said like this, Hichzik baderech, when the real Machlokes between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva is Hichzik baderech. When the guy's about to leave, Hichzik's already preparing to leave. Right? Now, the Ben Azai chayu b'chayev. Tahab b'ayit ha'ita, because nonetheless he's still at home. And Rabbi Akiva, he's patur. Why? Because Tahab Hichzik baderech, he's already, in his mind, he's leaving. So he's not thinking about questions, he's gone already. Okay? Then we said, give us examples. There's no nida. And Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. All of these things that the Beitin said, finished, not longer relevant. Would they be chayev? No, they aren't chayev. Why? Because we have to have only ne'elam davar. And not if they uproot a whole mitzvah. Only a part of a mitzvah, right? Therefore, they'd be part of a korban, because it's like, you know, we always said, a korban, you only chayv a korban, a regular korban chatat, a person's chayv if he does something b'shogeg. If he does something b'mezid, he's not chayv a korban shogeg, he's part of a korban shogeg. The fact that he's part of works against him, because he's not kapara, right? They're clear. We want a korban. So a regular korban shogeg, God has a sin, God says, you know what, you got kapara, bring a korban. If God says you can't bring a korban, our situation is worse. Even though we think we're a big deal, we're saving it. Remember, we had this once in one of the six we learned, where we said, the guy's saving money. But it's not true. He wants a korban. Here, Beitin would want a korban, because they've got no kapara otherwise. No, you uproot all the mitzvah, you can't bring a korban, right? Aval amru yesh tu debetorah, aval habala shomet yom kerenged yom. This is our Mishnah. Why is that our Mishnah? But if you say that there is nida, the concept of nida applies, right? A menstruating woman. Aval habala shomet yom kerenged yom patru. But if you... They say only one aspect of the mitzvah. Now, Yom Keneged Yom, we don't have any doubt anymore in our lives. Yom Keneged Yom is in the concept of the Torah. Midorite with the Nida, there's 7 days Nida, 11 days, I think it's Nevi, 11 days Zav. 7 days Nida, 11 days Zav. You see blood during the 7 day cycle, even you see a drop, you're Nida for 7 days. If you see blood during the 11 day cycle, then it depends if you're a Zabek Katan or a Zabek Dola. I don't think I explained this well in the Mishnah, I just skipped over it. I don't want to waste too much time on it, because they're irrelevant. But the concept of Yom Keneged Yom is that if you're a Zava, during those 11 days, you see blood, you keep 1 day of Tara, you don't have a relationship with your husband during that 1 day, and you act in a Tara way for anything else, and you wait a day. Right? So he says over here, if they say there's no Nida, but they scrap the concept of Yom Keneged Yom, or they say, Yay Shabbos, but you can do hotza'ah, right? You can take from one domain to the other. That's not relevant any longer. Or they say, yes, there is over the kochavim, but I'm mishtach v'pturah. But if you bow down, that's not such a bad thing. Yachol you pturin. Would they be part of a korban then? Tamud lomar v'ne'elam davar. And one of the things, v'lo chol aguf. Okay, that's a classic example. So Amar Mar, now the Mishnah, we're in this bright we had over here. Amar Mar, yachol yehu pturin. Right, then we're taking extract down of the Mishnah, out of this bright we just learned, we're saying, could he be patur? So the Gemara is like this. Now, where's the havamina of the Gemara that on a whole, if he uprooted a whole mitzvah, he'd be patur? Right, because mitzvah said, v'nilam dabar lo shakar kuzvi, okay, it's that amu eni dabra, tamud lomar v'nilam davar, hold on. Where was yachol yeh patur?
Amar mar, yachol yeh
patur. No, but before, where's the amar mar referring to? We said, yachol yeh paturin. Is it from our Mishnah or from the Brightest? I'm just checking.
Right.
From our... yes. Yachol yeh patur. Yeah, Talmud lomar v'neilam davar. Okay. So now, it's the last line of the Braita. Yachol yeh pturin. Could he be patur? Talmud lomar v'neilam davar. The Gemara says, Aramar. Yachol yeh, what do you mean yachol yeh pturin? I bekiyum miktzat ubitul miktzat pturin. What do you mean, could he be patur from a korban? If he's patur from a korban, when he only annuls a portion of the mitzvah, which is the classic example we understand, and the first part of the Braita we said when he uproots the whole mitzvah of Shabbos, the whole mitzvah of the whole mitzvah of Avodah Yosef Patur, but my chayavin, when is he pachayev? So how can the Braita ask, could he patur if he only uproots a portion of the mitzvah? We already know this patur when he uproots a whole mitzvah like Shabbos. So you ask him a portion, then we don't have a chayev, a case with the guy's chayev. So the Gemara says, Tanya achi kakash, you're right. That's actually what the bride is trying to say. What's he want to say? Ema davar. When we say davar, kule milta mashma. Is davar the whole halacha? Talmud lamar v'ne'elam davar. It's only a davar v'ne'elam. Look at Rashi there. Talmud lamar v'ne'elam davar lamed debitu miktzat v'kiu miktzat chayev. It's only a portion. So where says my mishma? Where was the proof? Look at Rashi. My mishma klamar hechi mashmi hai v'ne'elam davar kiu miktzat. Where do we learn that davar means only a part, not a whole? Amar Ula, we're going to have two answers now. Ula and Rav Ashi, right? Ula says, where do we know it from? Because kari bei v'ne'elam midavar. If you look at the pasuk says v'ne'elam davar. Ula says that mem. This is, I'm reading Rashi outside. The mem of v'ne'elam, you actually read it as the mem of davar as well. So you have v'ne'elam midavar. It eluded them from that something, which means only a portion, midavar, from the halacha. Chizkia amar kra, Chizkia is the pasuk, v'asu echad mikol mitzvot, lo mikol mitzvot. Chizkia says like this, that Rashi again explains, asu echad mikol mitzvot. Mitzvot should be written actually with two vavs. It was written with one vav. So it says, mikol mitzvat, v'lo kol mitzvot. Right? So the question, wait a second, but mitzvot, tate mashah, mitzvot means both, two individual mitzvot, or mitzvot. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, mitzvot ketiv, right, so here's the answer, sorry. So Rav Nachman explains what Chizkia says, it's written with one mitzvah, with the one vav. Okay, Rav Ashi, the second answer here, Amar Yalif Tavar Devar Mizakim Mamre. So we've got Xerox and Mizakim Mamre. Zakim Mamre is when one of the Beit Din Paskins differently, and he goes there and they basically take him all up to the High Court in Yerushalayim and they punish him because he Paskins differently to the Beit Din. He says, Dichtiv by Bezakim Mamre, and the Paskin Zakim Mamre says, Kifrim Mimcha Davar. V'lot Asu Min Adamar She Yagidu L'Chayim Min Usmol. When he says the one thing, right, Ma Mamre Min Adamar V'lo Kol Davar, what's Mamre? It's only one part of the mitzvah and not the whole halacha. Af Hora'a, sorry, to be Beit Din Amore Hora'a Halacha. V'lo kol agud, not the whole mitzvah as well. Okay, new sugya now in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmua. Right now, we just said a second ago that Beit Din Ochayev, when are they chayev? When they oker a part of the mitzvah, not the whole mitzvah. Right? We're going to give us another condition here when Beit Din Ochayev. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Beit Din Chayavin, when are they chayev? Ad sheyuru bedavar she'en atzdukin modin bo. Interesting halachia, right? We know that tzedukim only hold of the Torah shebichtav, not the Torah shebalpe. So they haven't any real Mishnah, Gemara, all the halachas which we've learned from Mishnah and Gemara, they haven't got. They've only got the literal halachas written in the Torah, right? So if Beit Din make a paskin according to something which even the tzedukim could understand. In other words, it's simple stuff written in the text. Then it's not really, we don't need Beit Din for this. So we just ignore it altogether, because it's so obvious. For example, I don't know, let's think of an example that's so obvious. It says, Kabel Avicha v'etimecha. And Beit Din say, no, you have to do Kibbut Abba Aim anymore. Now, I mean, in the only Torah Shabbat Peh, you know, that aloha, right? That's written in the Torah. Even the Tzedukim agree with Kabel Avicha v'etimecha. That's the idea over here. That it's so obvious, written in the Torah, even the Tzedukim would agree, if Beit Din say don't do it, then we ignore them, because we need Beit Din for Dvarim Sheh Baal Peh, for real Torah, for Chidush, for Pilpul, right? Not for things written in black and white in the Torah. So we ignore them, right? And therefore, they don't have to be a Korban, they just, it's as if they said nothing, right? So God says, my time, huh? He says, why? Zil kari bei rabu. Because English got learned. Big deal. We don't need anybody. We don't need no good gadget over here. Ah, book it off. Right? That ain't got there yet. Right? Tana. So he says, yes, in the betoya. So the girl is in the brighter. Right? So he says, yes, in the betoya. How about a shwede yum kore yum patur? Am I? Right? So now, this is our mission. The Gemara said, Kashia, and we just said a second ago. We see when things are so obvious, you don't have to worry. Well, wait a second, our Mishnah said, Yesh did a Torah, but Abal Shomet Yom Kereged Yom Patur, Vamai. Why in this case is Beitin Chayev? Shomet Yom Kereged Yom Ketiv Vesafela. Melamed Shul Sofet Echad Echad. He says, this concept of Shomet, can you hear me?
Yeah.
See, this concept of Shomet Yibum, of Yom Kereged Yom, is in the Torah. And yet you use this as an example of when you be Chayev. But if it's in the Torah, the Tzuki, we have to say, no. He said, Amar here, Rashi. He said, no, let's be a little bit we more specific. When Beitin said, Yom Keneged Yom, what they're talking about, like, in that case, here, Rashi, if you only had the very beginning of intercourse with a lady, right? We've discussed this, like, right? But not Gemar Bia, that would be okay. It's only the completing the act. That would be Asher with the Yom Keneged Yom. We said, what do we mean? That's also in the Torah. Et mekorehara. Right? Where you had that initial part, it's written in the Torah. So it says, you're right. That what they really meant was, if you had relations with a normal way, that would be asur. But shelo kedarka, right? If you had in not normal a type of relation with her, that would be muta, right? Like we've seen this before. But the Torah says as well, Mishkavei Isha, having relations in a normal way like a man and a woman. So it tells me that is Asur. Sheloke Darka, it's written in the Torah, this whole idea of regular or not regular. Now we're trying to find an example that's already in the Torah, it would be a big chiddush that Tzedukah wouldn't agree with. It says that Amar Kedarka Asur, said that, what did Beitin say? They said Kedarka is Asur, right? Afilu Heara b'shelo kedarka heara kedarka asur. Wait, hold on. I'm a kedarka asur afilu heara. Even if you just had the initial parts of sex with her, that even in a regular way, also be asur. But b'shelo kedarka. But if you're having it in anal sex, right? Gemar b'yehuda asur. And if you complete that, it'll be asur. About heara will be sharia. So they're trying to find a very complicated way here on what Beitin was matir with this woman of Yom Kereged Yom. He goes, wait a second. Iachi, Afirinani, why do you go to Yom Kereged Yom? Just have the nida. Why dafka this example of a woman when she's on during the Zav period and that particular day? Why go so far? Say the nida. They said the nida. That if it's regular Heara, it's Asur. And when Loka Darka, Heara, Rimutta, only Gemar Bia would be Asur. We actually talking now, let's go back to what we're talking about is Kedarka, normal relations. Udaamre Heara. And why do we say Heara? That's a Be'isha Dava Hu Diktiva. Right? No relations. And when we spoke about Heara, it's talking about Isha Dava Hu Diktiva. The Torah spoke there about a woman who's a Nida, not a Yom Keneged Yom. So Yom Kereged Yom is not written in the Torah. That's an example of what the Duki would know about, and here would be our example. Another, so now we haven't proved, we're trying to prove that this halacha is wrong. That it means, it's not necessarily that that's written in the Torah. We've just proven from this example that it is a good example, because the Heara, the initial acts of, is written with regards to Anida. With regards to Shomet Yom, it's not, it's already Tosha Baal Peh, and that's why Beitin here would be Chayev. Another attempt now to try and disprove this concept. Vibat Ema, we can bring that to Amrei, Zavelo havia ele b'imame. And the Gemara, another option could be, not that it's about the Kedarka, but, and it's Yom Kereged Yom only because the Nida's in the Torah. Aimer de Amrei Zava lo havia ele b'imame. Right, he says, no, this concept of a Zava in the 11 days we speak about of Ziv, of Zava, is only if she sees blood during the day, but not at night. Dichtiv kol yamei zovah. Because in literal sense it says kol yamei zovah and not the night of the zovah. Right? Okay. T'nan. Ma? Tovli. Let me take a look at the same rash to my friend. It's a good one. Kansu. Right. Okay. T'nan. Yei Shabbat b'Torah. Now we're going to try again. So now we brought three examples in our Mishnah, right? We had Nida, Torah, and Avodah Zorah. So now Yei Shabbat b'Torah, Avad Amotzi Mishlush Patur. He says, if there is a mitzvah of, there is, Yesh Shabbat b'Torah, the Shabbos, but Hotzah you can do. V'amai, Hotzah kaketebe. It's written in the Torah, Hotzah. So that's not a good example then. Right? The Lord see me, Masai Vatechem. So he said, now what's the answer? The Amre Hotzahu the Asur. Hachnasa mutar. He said, nah, they need to be concrete. You can do it because there's a hotza in the Torah. No motzi mishut. But hachnasa dot rutin. And that thing was mutar. Or another answer would be, Amar hotza hu dasura moshi vezor kishari. But to put in or to throw in mutar, because that's not written directly in the Torah. Next example. Okay, so we see that so far they're online. Now, in Yeshua, the Kochavim, the Torah, the Mishnah Chavua, Patur, he says the third option is that he says that there is Avodah Zorah, but bowing is mutar. So he says, how can you use that as an example? That's written in the Torah. You can't bow down. She says, no, what we mean was, that's only if you do it like the goyim do it. In a different way, it might be mutar. That's already pilpul. Or, proper bowing down is asur. To eat by pishut directly, you spread your hands and your arms out. Right? So we see that we've managed to prove over here in all different ways that that we could actually get around this, and Chachamim are only giving examples which are Torah Shebal Peh and not Torah Shebichtav. So it looks at the moment, we actually, that seems to be a proper halacha. Right? We haven't disproved it, that, who was it? Shmuel. Right? Who was it? Shmuel? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, yes. Shmuel, we've disproved Shmuel's halacha, that one of the other conditions will be, so we've got now two conditions we've established. Condition number one is, has to be a mitzvah of a mitzvah, not the whole mitzvah. And the second condition is, that the mitzvah has to be a mitzvah, which is not clear to the Torah, even if it's looking to understand it, has to have an element of Torah Shebal Peh in it. Okay, now. By Rav Yosef. If, again, we got a few more questions, a few more examples now, about whether it's the whole mitzvah or a portion of the mitzvah, etc. By Rav Yosef, Ein Charisha b'Shabbos Mao. The guy now says, Ein Charisha. No issue to plow on Shabbos. So now look what's happening here. We've got on Shabbos 39 melachos of Shabbos. When we said, Ein Charisha, if we're uprooting one of the 39 melachos, is that considered as uprooting a whole mitzvah? Or is plowing one of the mitzvahs of Shabbos? And like we said, that Shabbos, they agree that it's Shabbos, but only you can't do one of the things on Shabbos, right? Or is it Shemitah here actually now? Is it Shemitah? When he says Charisha, is it Shemitah on Shabbos, or is it Shemitah on Shabbos, Shabbos?
Shabbos.
Shabbos, eh?
It's similar
to Shabbat. Right, it's like an Ein Charisha b'Shabbos, but Shabbat could also mean Shemitah. Shabbat could mean the seventh year, but I think it's Shabbos, Shabbos, yeah.
One of the
Lamed said. Right, that's what I think it is, right? Okay. Yeah, okay, look, Rashi, Mi Aminan Kevin de Kemodu Baiting Bekulu Shar Melachot de Shabbat, Ta Asirei Kebitu Mixat Bekiu Mixat Dami Vachavina. Right, that's a question here. So is it like a thought, right? So what do you think, Melachot? Mi Amai Kevin de Kemodu Bekulu Milta Kebitu Mixat Bekiu. Yeradin, what can I make it up? Beside that, Yeradin? תמיך בבקשה ותתקרבו לטלוויזיה. Come in a moadon here at this place, and this is the only place that got TV. And if kids have come to watch TV here. בסדר, אם תוכלי להנמיך קצת, בבקשה.
כן,
כן. אוקיי, right. וכי מצווה דמי עוד דילמה, כיוון דקעקריין לילה חרישה כל עיקר כגוף דמי. Maybe since they've uprooted the whole of the מלוכה of חרישה, it's as if they've uprooted a whole עיקר of גוף דמי. So we want to let's see the answer. Toshma yesh the Torah about who Rabbi Asher made Yibum Kegel Yipatu. So let's use an example. One second. Okay, we're saying it. We're saying it. Okay, let's got a bit of background. Can you hear the background news here?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I'm asking you, okay, this is a challenge, giving a shoot now with the TV in the background. That I haven't done before. Okay, let's see how we get through this. All right. Maybe it'll help us go fast even. So it says, yeah, it says we're trying to now see this, we've got a kasha here on this concept now to see is it an Akira Gufa dummy or not? Hold Akira or just a partial Akira. So it says, that's yes, the Batoria, but I'm asking you, okay, John Patur. We saw there that we said that they agreed that there's Nida. But the concept of Haba, of Yom Keneged Yom, of day for a day, if they uproot that day, they still, they patur, right? Aval Haba al Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, patur, meaning the guy who does it is patur, and Beit Din ochayv in a korban, right? So it's actually ochayv a korban. Vamai, why the chayv a korban Beit Din? Ha akiryan, akiryan the shomer yom kiged yom kol ikar, that uprooted the whole concept of a day for a day. So that was we saying a whole concept within the halacha of dinner was uprooted. And that's like uprooting one of the melachos of Shabbos, right? So what am I? So maybe there shouldn't be chayv. I mean, so, no, sorry, there's our safek, there's the answer to our safek, so it's obvious. If they were chayef akaryan kol gufo of yom shel yom, then here the question that should be chayef, was maybe not. There's a side to say no. Amar Rav Yosef, shomeret yom de kamran, de kashinan. He says no, shomeret yom is like we learned. Look at Rashi there, the very first wide lines of Rashi. Kashashinan la'el, de lo have akirat kol aguf. It's not really considered akirat kol aguf. It's only a little small aloch in Nida. Where here it's a whole melacha, so Kob is not really good proof. But let's try again. To from my other example, we Toshma Yesh Shabbat Torah, the Ishabbos, but what's Yishrachim Shrabim Patur? And then we said the Chayav Korban. When they said that, why? V'amai ha'akarian hotzah kol yikar. They uprooted the whole concept of hotzah. Now hotzah is a melacha. If we can prove that uprooting hotzah means that they are doing a korban, then we've answered our question with regards to charisha, which is also a melacha. Well, it says, no, it's not a good proof either. Why? Hatam nami kreshlit, like we learned there. What was it? The moshit v'zorik shari, the lo have akir kol aguf. He says, no, they're the only matured element of hotza'ah, not the whole of hotza'ah. They said just when you put your hand in or throw, right? That was an element within hotza'ah. They never uprooted the whole of hotza'ah, so we can't use the example either. Try again. Toshma, yesh, avodah kochavim v'torah. There is avodah kochavim. Avodah mishtachavu, a patur. But if you bow down, it's patur. Now why? Meaning you chayv in a korban. They chayv in a korban. You'd be patur if you did it. Now here again, they uproot the whole concept of ashtechavua. The whole notion of bowing down is being uprooted. And then there's the chayv, and maybe the same idea over here. Like charisha has been uprooted. Was also not a good proof. Why? Like we learned, what have we learned? It's only an element of ashtechavua with mutar in the way you do it or how you do it, but not the whole of ashtechavua would be asher. Okay, so we haven't proved that. We haven't been able to help us with that safek in either direction. By Rav Zeira, another question now on partial. By Rav Zeira, right? Ein Shabbat b'shvi'it mahu. Now he has an interesting one. I think what the Gemara is saying here is that they said in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, there's no Shabbos. Am I right? Anybody finding that? I'll be honest with you, it's not 100% clear to me. I think that's what the Gemara is saying. That the Beit Din made a mistake and said, you know what, during Shemitah, Shabbos is, there's no Shabbos anymore. Why not? It was the Mai Ta'u. Where did they make that mistake? How did Beit Din come to this conclusion of the mistake? It says, Behadain cry, in this Pasuk, what was the Pasuk? It says, Becharishu Bekatsir Tishbot. Right? Becharishu Bekatsir, right? When you've got Charisha and Ktsira, then you Tishbot. That was Bisman, Ike Charisha, Ike Shabbat. Bisman, Dlek Charisha, Dlek Shabbat. When is there Shabbos? When is Charisha? When there's no Charisha, right? Or there's no Ketzirah, there's no Shabbos. So during the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, there is Charisha and Ketzirah, you keep Shabbos. When there isn't Charisha and Ketzirah, you say, yeah, I keep Shabbos. Beautiful, right? So he says, Amina and Kavim the Mekavim the Mishai Shnei Shuvah Kebitu Mikta Veku Mikta Dami. Oh no. So now what's our Amina? The Amina is that since during the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, they said you do keep Shabbos, and in the 7 years you don't, it's only a bitu Mikzat. Because during 6 years you keep Shabbos, and then you don't keep Shabbos. Kevin the Kakret, or Dilma, Kevin the Kakret, you have a Shvit, Kakret Kuftami, or maybe not. Since they were Akir and the Shvit, it was the whole concept of Shabbos that were Akir. Right? So I'm going to be in a Toshman, it's for brighter. Navish, Nabala Kod, Ramidi Torah, and Navi who comes along and says, you take one part of the Torah and you Akir it, he's Chayef. Chayef Mitter, right? Lebitu Mitter, Lekyu Mitter, if I use the portion, then it's a Machloket. Right, Rosh Hashanah be patur. However, b'vrak kochavim, when it comes to b'vrak kochavim, afilu amar hayom uvda, uvda olibachah b'bat lachav. B'vrak kochavim is no leniency. Here, it's across the board. You be chayev. Shma minas. We can learn from our case. Not avodah zara. Shma minah. Ein Shabbat b'shvit kebitu mikzat v'kiyum mikzat dami. Shma minah. Says over here. So he learns from here. That ain Shabbat b'shvit kebitul mikzat v'kiyum mikzat dami. Right, in other words, it's ka'akara of akol, right? And therefore, they would be patu, wouldn't be chayv. Okay, we're doing nasty here. Is the noise in the background starting to?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Because I certainly can. It's now been multiplied here. Okay. New Mishnah. Horu Beit Din V'Adacha B'Yom Shetau. So Beit Din taught Halacha, and one of the members of the Beit Din knew that they were wrong. V'Amalahen Toinatin. He said, you're making a mistake. Right? Look at the Rashi there. V'Amalahen Lo Haveh Hora'am Aliyah. So this is not a Hora'am Aliyah. A good Hora'ah. Right? We've seen it before. Could we order that? Right? Or Shiloya Mufresh Beit Din Sham, or the guide of the Beit Din wasn't there. Or Shayachad Mehen, Ger, or Mamzer, or Natin. Or one of the members of Beit Din were a Ger, or a Mamzer, right? Or a Natin. Natin from the Gibbonim, remember, who converted against the. Remember, we had our story with Yeshua, and they presented themselves. They wanted to become Jews because they wanted to become. I mean, some they weren't real Jews, right? Now, those three guys are pasul from being members of the Beit Din. I'll be honest with you, from, I don't remember this from Sanhedrin, by the way. I don't know if it's a from Sanhedrin, but it seems to be quite clear. Or Zakein Shlo'u Lebanim. Or the fourth example of a member of the Beit Din is a Zakein who can't have to look at Rashi there. Rashi is an amazing thing here. He says, or Zakein Shlo'u Lebanim. Rashi says, V'kashi'li mipnei my anu'il hora. Rashi says, I'm not sure why this guy called it a Beit Din. There's a Masura Hashas over there. Do you have a Masura Hashas of a Kaf? The Masura Hashas says, he says, Ayein Perush HaMishnayot LaRambam Tam Lezeh. See, if you check the Rambam, means Parashat Mishnah, it gives a reason. I didn't have a chance to look at it yesterday, but if anybody's got something written there, it would be nice to see it. And if not, please God, I'll try and find what the Rambam's reason is by tomorrow morning's shiur. But nonetheless, says that Zakein, so if any of these guys are part of that Beit Din, then Harezeh Patu. Beit Din don't bring a Korban, their Hora'ah is not considered a proper Hora'ah. Right, the Mishnah carries on. The Bach takes out that chin. Says Neymar kan Eida, the Neymar Eida. The two pasuk reported here. The one is the pasuk of our pasuk of our Beit Din over here, right? And the other pasuk is the pasuk in capital punishment. Ma Eida Hawal Halan Kulan. When you kill somebody after Beit Din, that's bad for people who are all Rau and Horau, who can all qualify to teach. Af Eida Hawal Kan. So too in our case, have to show you Kulan and Horau. That's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says as follows. Or Sheloya Muf Shabbat Isham. When we add in the Mishnah this one example in the Mishnah, we said, right, or one of that the guy with the Beit Din wasn't there. Minala, where do we know this from? I'm Rav Sheshet, the Chen Tadabai Bishwal. We learn from this. Mipnei Ma Amu Horu B'Dabar Shat Tzedukin Modin Bo Petum. He said early on that one of the conditions for Beit Din is there has to be something which the Tzedukin wouldn't even admit to. You know, it has to be something that's not so obviously written in the Torah. Why? Mipnei shayalehem liyomod v'lo lamdu, because that's an example. Any child could have learned the halacha, never learned it. If it's not part of Beit Din, so we ignore them. So lo haya mufresh Beit Din sham. So the same example. If the gadol wasn't there, nami peturin. Why? Mipnei shayalehem liyomod v'lo lamdu, because they should have learned. They never learned. Therefore, they made a mistake out of ignorance. It's not considered an issue, we only regard it, we ignore them, no korban, no nothing. And see that episode. Neymar Sham Eida, Neymar Khan Eida. Actually, the other Mishnah brought the question of the pasuk, which there is something between Eida and Eida. So we have a and there, with regards to capital punishment, where do we know that Eida what Eida means? You know, then, it's all on Mich, okay? The Amar Rav Chis, the Amar Kra, Vityatvu Sham Imach. Because Moshe spoke to them and he chose the Shivim Zkeinim. Right? So the Yatvusham Imach. Imach Bedomim Lach. Look at Rashi at the very top of the inside page. Right? It says there, Ve'ema Imach. No, sorry. Imach. No, there's no Rashi there. Imach meaning Imach Nishchi, Imach Bedomim Lach. Lach, send it to you. There's a Rashi, man, Bedomim Lach. Can you find the Rashi says, Ira, can you see it in your Gemara? Bedomim lach? No. Yeah, Bedomim lach. No, Rashi. Ve'ema imach l'shloim is not similar to you, Moshe, who is qualified to teach. But Ema domim lach, that you want someone who's able to be the Shechina to be close to, like with Moshe Rabbeinu. El amav nachman ba'yitzchak, amav kral, pasuk, v'nasu itach. He brings another pasuk. And that itach means, with you, itach, Bedomim lach. Rashi there before the new Mishnah on the first. Like we get narrow in the inside of Rashi, Sheyu Ruin Lohara'ah, that's the Makor, new Mishnah. Matnitin, Horu, Beitin, Shogigin, Vasu, Korakal, Shogigin, Beitin, Par. This is a classic case. Beitin were Shogigin what they did, Am Yisrael was shogay because they listened to Beitin, what they did, they Beitin bring a par. Mezidin, but Beitin intentionally, they knew they were wrong, but they made a paskalocha nonetheless. Aval asu shogagin, but each individual, they did it b'shogay. Why? Because they listened to Beitin. Mevin kisba usira, they then bring their own korban chatat as individuals. Beitin, don't bring a korban. Shogagin. Vasu mezidin, yeah, the other way around, but Beitin was shogeg. They literally made a mistake. But the individuals, he knew Beitin was wrong. And nonetheless, he said, I'm going to go do it anyhow. Hare elu paturin. Right? There, that guy will be patur. Why? Because we know that you don't bring a korban if you do some mezid. You patur him a korban. Like we said at the beginning, you wanted kapara, but there's no kapara for doing a mezid with a korban. Right? Therefore, you patur him a korban. It goes like this. Gemara. Shogegin. Vasu mezidin. Hare elu paturin. Ha'ashogeg do me the mezid chayiv. The Gemara said, okay, now let's analyze this question, this case very carefully. We have three scenarios. Beitin and Amishal shogeg bring a korban par. Beitin with shogeg, Beitin with mezid. Amishal with shogeg, Beitin don't bring anything, the individual brings his own korban chatat. Beitin with shogeg by mistake, and Amishal with mezid, he doesn't bring any korban. Right? Now the Gemara says, so shogeg vasu mezid. That's when you put him a korban because you did have amazed. Shogeg, Beitin was shogeg. But if Beitin was shogeg and you were shogeg dumia de mazid, we'll see what it means in a second. You were shogeg but similar to mazid. Are you chayav in a korban? Maybe you chayav in a korban because you only put your korban, you were shogeg and proper mazid. If it was shogeg similar, almost like mazid, you might be chayav. What's an example of here? Huh? It says, kagon like this. Shehuru Beitin shechelev muta. Beitin said chelev was muta. The nichlaf lo b'shuman. Now we had this case before, right? You had in front of your shuman and chaylev. Your shuman, which was kosher, got mixed up with the chaylev of the which the Beitin said was muta, right? Your shuman of achlu, right? And that's an example. There's an example of him karav lemezid because you went ahead and ate what was mixed up, but it wasn't relying on the Beitin. I think this is what the Gemara is saying. Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, then leiv tipshut had the bayir b'chana. We had the other day, right, I think on Daf Bet, where was it? Yeah, Daf Bet, Amud Aleph, we had that case, remember, when the guy got mixed up, and we said, would he be chayav, would he be chayav? We said, no, because even if he had known it was chayav, he still would have eaten it, because Beitin had said he could eat it, it was like if he ran and Beitin. Remember that? Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Yes. So he said, let's solve that by another. So he says, no, we can't solve it. Why? Amalecha, we should the panoration, we can't solve it, because the only reason that we really asked this question over here is the bright, if you look, the Mishnah brought three cases. The second case, the Gemara is calling here the Reisha. Vishum the Tana Reisha, Mezidin, Vasu Shogagin, Beidin, were Mezid, and the Amishah were Shogag, Tani Seifa Shogag, Vasu Mezid. It's not really the same. We just bring it in to fill up the balances and to see what they all are. I think this is the end of over here. We'll start with the new Mishnah tomorrow.